Yeah, well, no shortage of material.
And today it's about cheap people.
Yeah, so this woman comes in, you know, she wants to throw a shower, but she doesn't want to pay for it. You know, she wants it for free. So she's going through all of these, and it's like a three-hour negotiation. I'm worn out. Anyway, about 2 days before the shower, the calls start coming in. What if we don't include dessert? Would that change the price?
Yeah.
You know, you have a cake ordered, don't you? I mean, we want me to cancel a cake.
Right.
You know, it's a shower, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, what if we, if you know, if I don't serve white and red wine, if I just serve white wine, would that change the price? If we don't put the air conditioner on, can you, like, how about if we don't use waitresses? And so, why don't you have it in the parking lot? You know what I mean?
A buffet, yeah.
I mean, really, you know, it's just bizarre. Anyway, day of the party comes. Now, there's no liquor being served because she doesn't want to pay for it.
Right? Okay.
So she walks in and she stands there screaming, "What's that?" And I'm looking around expecting to see like an axe murderer or something.
Right?
And I'm like, "What's what? That?" She's pointing to the bar. I said, "The bar?" She's like, "Yeah, what's that doing here? The bar. You want me to get the bar out of it?" "Yeah, you have to get the bar out. The bottles?" "No, no, the whole bar's got to go." "Why?" She says, "Well, if my guests come in and see there's a bar here, they're going to order a drink. I'm not paying for any drinks. I don't want any liquor."
Right, right.
And where would you have me put it, by the way? So she wants me to remove a 30-foot bar. Anyway, she's screaming, she's screaming. You have to cover it up. We got the whole thing covered in... It's a bar with tablecloths on it, right?
And I hear one of your more famous waiters come over and said something to you.
I used to call him my cousin Benny. "Hey, chef, what are you doing over there?" I said, "We're covering the bar." "Why?" "Because the woman's afraid that if she sees the bar, somebody's going to drink." And he starts laughing. I said, "You think this is funny? It's a pain in the ass."
"Yeah,
that's what it is."
Yeah.
He goes, "No, no, I'm not laughing at that. She just asked me for a ginger ale." I mean, "So what's the problem? Give it to her." "No, no, she wants a ginger ale because she's got a flask of booze under the table and she's putting it in." So nobody else is allowed to have a drink. And she's getting hammered in the dining room for free.
For
the price of a ginger ale, yeah. You just shake your head. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you just start laughing. It's hilarious.